Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So throughout human history, people have always been fascinated with heroes, whether that's the ancient myths or our more modern day superheroes. So I wonder, by a show of hands, can anyone see their favorite superhero on the screen?
No.
How about now? Well, the Bible is a big story all about one particular hero. So at the beginning of the story, we have God and human beings. They live together in harmony, and there are no problems with their relationship. Along comes the snake in the garden and persuades human beings to disobey God. And here we drop into the story. Genesis 3:15. The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." So God is not happy with the people, and God is not happy with the snake. There is going to be a conflict between the humans and the snake. The snake is evil, or the evil one. However, at this very last bit that I've highlighted here, you'll see that God says that there will be a descendant of the woman who is going to defeat evil, going to crush the head of the snake. In other words, there's going to be a hero. Hurrah! So from now on, we will read this story with the question over our heads: who will be our hero? So as we continue in the story, we see that they have children. Could one of them be the hero we are looking for? Adam made love to his wife Eve. And she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." So, Cain is given a challenge to do what is right and not to do what is evil. So, feel free to shout it out. What do you think? Does Cain succeed in his challenge and prove himself to be our hero?
No.
You're exactly right. Now, Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. So, is he our hero?
No.
I don't think so. So who will be our hero? That question is still hanging over us. So, Abraham, he's a pretty good guy, right? He was called the father of the faith. God tested him to see if he was willing to give up everything for him. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac. Not you, Isaac, a different Isaac. That bit woke you up there, though, didn't it, Isaac? Abraham was prepared to give up Isaac. And he was prepared to give up everything for God, which is a win. So perhaps he is our hero. Except Abraham and his wife Sarah have already failed the test. You see, earlier in the story, Sarah and Abraham, instead of trusting in God, tried to have a child of their own using their slave Hagar. So unfortunately, that's a no-no. However, God does promise that a descendant of his will be a blessing to many nations. How about Moses? He's a pretty good guy. He led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt in obedience to God, and he also gave them the Ten Commandments. So perhaps he is our hero. Except he kills an Egyptian man at the beginning of the story, so he's already failed the test. And not only that, he later on disobeys God. So unfortunately, it will not be Moses. How about King David? He's described as a man after God's own heart. He's the good king of Israel who follows God and brought stability to the nation. Perhaps he is our hero. Except he stole someone's wife and conspired to have that person killed. So unfortunately, he is also not our hero. However, God does promise that one of his descendants would rule on the throne forever. So we'll keep our eye out for that. King Solomon is David's son. Given the opportunity, he asks God for wisdom to rule well. And he does. He is a wise leader. And many people come from all around the world to hear him teach. So perhaps he is our hero. Except he married loads of wives from all sorts of different religions and cultures and served all sorts of different gods. So unfortunately, he is also not our hero. So this question still hangs over our heads. Who will be our hero? Here's just some honorable mentions of some of the people who you'll see in the Bible. And as you read these stories, I would encourage you to remember that this question, who is this one hero going to be, is always hanging over the Israelites' heads. So now we come to the New Testament, and we come to the story that we know so well. So this is what the first Christmas is all about. The people have waited for thousands of years for their hero. They're looking for any hint that any of these previous characters might be the hero they're looking for. And now this hero has come in the person of Jesus, and so that is why the people are rejoicing. The New Testament is all about demonstrating that Jesus is that hero. And you see, at the beginning of Matthew's gospel, he describes Jesus as the Messiah. That is the word they were using for that hero. And you'll notice it mentions David and Abraham, the two people that God had promised would have descendants who would rule and be a blessing to many nations. So, Jesus is the hero of the story, and all of our previous heroes actually tell us something about what he will be like. Just as Abraham was prepared to give up everything in obedience to God, so too was Jesus when he willingly laid down his life for his people. Just as Moses led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, so too has Jesus led his people out of slavery. which leads to death. Just as David was a man after God's own heart, seeking always to do his will, Jesus followed God's will, even to the point of giving up his life. And just as Solomon was a wise teacher, who many came to hear, so too did many crowds come to hear Jesus' wisdom. And Jesus promised his disciples that he will send his spirit to go with them and teach them throughout life. Unlike these heroes, Jesus never failed. He never fell short of God. He lived a perfect life. Jesus is the hero of the Bible. The Bible has been anticipating it throughout. Jesus is the hero who chose to give up his life on the cross in order to crush evil. He took our wrongdoings upon his shoulders, and when he did so, he wiped them clean off the slate. He did that for me, and he did that for you. He died on the cross so that we may have life. And he is resurrected and is alive and with us in spirit today. Christmas time is a time of giving gifts. Jesus wants to give us the gift of life. All you need to do today is to say yes to him.